Who Flung Dung?
Written and illustrated by Ben Redlich. One pleasant day, Furley the monkey was minding his own business when... Shoop! Who flung dung? Furley said, in need of a towel. No one was around to confess, so he went to investigate. After a short while, he saw elephant and rhinoceros. Who flung dung? Furley yelled accusingly. Don't look at us, said elephant. I'd sooner trample you to dust than do such a filthy thing. And I'd sooner run at you and prod you with my nose, said rhinoceros. Now, be on your way. Furley went on his way. He soon bumped into python and crocodile. Who flung dung? Furley screeched at both of them. Don't be ridiculous, said Python. Even if I could, I wouldn't do such a sorry thing. I'd sooner squeeze you tight and swallow you whole. And I'd sooner snap you up and scoff you down, said Crocodile. Now, be on your way. Furley pushed on in his search of the culprit. Before long, he saw Lion. Who flung dung? Furley demanded to know. Silly monkey, said Lion. Why, I'd sooner hunt you down and gobble you up than do such a horrid thing. Be on your way. Just then, he saw Vulture and her friends. Who flung dung? Furley yelled accusingly. Don't be so vulgar, said Vulture. We'd sooner pick your bones than do such a ghastly thing. Be on your way. On Furley went. Who flung dung? He cried again and again. Who flung dung? 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 Climbed up the giraffe's neck. Who flung dung? Who flung dung? Who flung dung? Just then, he heard something in the tree. It sounded like giggling. It was his brother Charlie, looking awfully suspicious. You flung dung, Farley bellowed knowingly. That's right, said Charlie, and what are you going to do about it? Shoop, he'd flung dung right back at him. Hope you enjoyed the story.